Yeah. Whoever was, yeah, go ahead.
I'm interested to know what can be done on the part of anyone today to hold the government's feet to the fire, to live up to the terms and conditions of the 400 treaties that were consummated between the American tribes. I say that as a, well, my grandmother was a full-blood Menominee, I'm one quarter. Okay? Mm-hmm. And she always said that there, to her mind's eye, it would be optimal for the condition of Native Americans for nothing other to occur than for those treaties to be honored. What can you say about that?
Well, it's sort of the same answer I gave to the last question. But the calculus on this one is much more extravagant because you start talking about things like a third of all the uranium deposits and so on and so on and so on. You're not going to make a moral argument that's going to convince these people to obey their own law. You're not going to make a logical argument. You're not going to be, because you're gentle and polite and persuasive and all of that. You're probably not going to get it through petition campaigns. I doubt that lighting an infinite number of candles and chanting chants and bearing moral witness is going to have much effect. Speaking truth to power isn't going to do it because power knows everything you're saying, and frankly, power don't care. You know, you're going to speak to people and galvanize people not on the basis of some altruistic understanding of what's right and what they should do or sympathy for the Indians, but an understanding that it's in their own self-interest to compel by whatever means are available and necessary the government to adhere to the rule of law or be abolished. I favor the latter myself, but as to exactly how you can do it, well, again, I say you look like a bright, intelligent, imaginative individual. I bet there's a police station down the street. You could figure out how to extract a penalty from that, but I'm not going to tell you how. Right? Okay.